This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Hey there, welcome to episode 559 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. So what I'm going to do on Fridays, if you're tuning into this now part of season seven here as we wrap up week one of season seven, is I want to kind of give my thoughts as to the conversation that I had with the guest that we're spotlighting in this week. If you didn't already tune in, if you're catching this for the first time, if this is the first episode, then this week I had the amazing Tom Coates on from MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University. And he was on the podcast and we had three conversations: authenticity, persuasion, which is sales process, and then also the future of sales. So those are the three parts that came out this week. And in the conversation, the show is about them. And then the whole time I'm taking notes, I am marking interesting sound bites, interesting things they say to help, you know, with kind of the thoughts of this. And then I'm also just making my notes and getting excited on my side about the things that these guests say. And in this case here, what Tom Coates said, where I'm just like excited. I can't wait to talk more about it. It's not my show. It's about them. So I don't want to jump in and be that host who then makes everything about themselves and the guest is just sitting there, you know, without anything going on their side. And so I thought I would use these Friday episodes, this day five of the week, to kind of share my thoughts and not just a summary, but the things that stood out that got me the most excited. And maybe this is the Cliff Notes version of it. Maybe this is just a summary. Hopefully you listen to all three episodes and you get to this one and it just reminds you of some of the nuggets that Tom said in the conversation. So one of the biggest things, and he mentioned it, which is fascinating and fun as confirmation, is that, you know, it's not B2C, it's not B2B, it's H to H. It's human to human. One of the biggest things that I get as a consultant and coach and trainer is when I'm talking to a company that's in an industry that I don't necessarily have experience with, everybody always asks, well, what do you know about X? What do you know about insurance? What do you know about legal? What do you know about manufacturing? Whatever that might be. And my response every single time is, I don't have experience in that, but what I do know is that you know your product really well. And that's based on the fact that every company does a really good job of understanding their product and then training their sales team on the product. Most sales training is product focused, solution focused, but they don't really deal with the people side. They don't deal with the human side. And so what I tell everyone is that if I have to train you on what your product does, you have a bigger problem than just some sales training, right? Because most companies know what they're selling. They just maybe not the best at how to sell it or the best way to go about it. And so my response is always, well, it doesn't matter what you're selling. It's not B2C, it's not B2B, it's H to H, which Tom confirmed, because here's the biggest thing, is that it's, you, the reason it's H to H, it's human to human. No matter what you're selling, it could be enterprise solutions to giant companies. It could be selling insurance to an individual or a married couple. Like, it literally doesn't matter, because it's human. It's your human, your salesperson, or you as a salesperson, and you have to understand you, which is the authentic authenticity part of the formula. And then there's the other human, which is the prospective person you're dealing with, which is also scared and confused and has hopes and has goals and has baggage and issues and drama and bad experiences buying in the past or hearing bad stories, but they still want some help. And so at the fundamental, at the base level, which is all about the decision-making process, not the sales process, but the decision-making process, it's the same. The fundamentals are the same, which, again, no matter who you're talking to, the fundamentals. Now, there might be strategies, tactics, things like that that layer on top of it, which is a different training and a different focus that I do. But at the base level, most people in sales just don't understand the H to H. They don't understand themselves, and they don't understand the other person in a way that they know how to communicate with them. And so what happens is they just miss the mark. They focus on products and features and benefits and facts and figures and all the stuff that doesn't matter at the base level. Those things matter at some point, but not to begin with. So I love the fact that he talked about that, was talking about authenticity, and really talking about confidence as well. One of the biggest things that these sales programs help people with, which is what companies should be helping people with, but they don't necessarily do it well, is confidence, is helping that salesperson with experience be able to step up to the plate with confidence. And again, there's a lot of sports metaphors. We talk a lot about baseball relative to sales. And it's one of those things where if you haven't ever sold before and then you get some product training, it's like never playing baseball before, but reading some books, which one of my recent guests that I recorded that'll be coming out in a few weeks talked about this, which is pretty funny. But it's like reading some books on baseball and then going into a game and then standing at the plate and thinking that's going to be enough because you understand the rules of baseball, the fundamentals of baseball. Maybe you watch some movies on baseball and that should be enough, but it's absolutely not. Yet companies keep doing that to people, which is terrible, which is why A, there's high turnover in sales, and B, why people dislike salespeople, because it's not just that they might be gross and manipulative, but they just don't know what they're doing, and it's a terrible sales experience. And so Tom talks a lot about that, where in their program, the goal is to help people get confidence. They might not know everything, but when they go out into the work world, when they get their sales job, when they're in a professional sales role, they're stepping into it with confidence because they've role played, they've been tested on the fundamentals, they've done competitions, they've stepped up in the batting cage a whole bunch of times where they're aware enough. They've done enough practices. They've been in the field, like on a field in baseball, enough times in practice where they feel good enough to go out there. They won't know everything. You won't ever know everything, but you'll have enough confidence. And I love that part. I think that is huge. Part two of the conversation that we had, he said something that I thought it was amazing: assumption blinds, strategy guides. So a lot of people in sales just make assumptions. They assume what people want. They assume what people need. They assume that what they have is what everyone is after. They make assumptions of, you know, other people, and then they just fall apart. And I think that's one of the biggest misses that a lot of salespeople have or do is that they just go through the process. They're trained on the product. They think what they sell is amazing. They think what their company does is amazing. And they're blinded by that. And they just make assumptions. And they go into the process and the conversations with those assumptions. And it just doesn't work. What he said as the follow-up is strategy guides. Is you want to have a strategy. You want to know what you want. And then obviously you want to follow that strategy. You want to make people the hero in the process, which he talks about, which I talk about all the time and I do a lot of training on. And then he talks about the three S's and then the four primary fears that people have and where that fits in. I think the biggest thing for me and what I focus on is that at the base of all of it, there's some primary fears that people have, but fundamentally people are afraid of change. The biggest thing and what's keeping them from buying is the fear of change. And obviously there's much more layers underneath that and subtlety. But when you understand that your goal is to help them feel safe, successful at fear elimination, then it's all about moving them forward and having that strategy, like he said, to be able to do that. When he was talking about the future of sales, which is fascinating and fun, is that, you know, a lot of people aren't getting the training that they need in order to be successful, right? Is they don't know what they don't know. They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand it. And so the more that people can understand the tools, the technology, the pieces in place, then they will be successful. And one of the big things that he said, which is a theme that I heard many times so far in recording, because, you know, recording shows in advance, so it's not like this is live every week, but what you're going to hear over the next few weeks as well is that the decision has already been made. That buyer has already made a decision one way or another, and then your goal is to help them and move them forward, and hopefully they've made a good decision. And so the future is all about finding the best ways to do that. And I think that's an important part to take away from that. So hopefully this helps as a good recap with some of my thoughts and some of my focus on sales and kind of adding to that. I love these conversations. Make sure, like I said in the intro, episode 555, is that you like the content that we're putting out. You share it and promote it. Again, not for me, not for vanity metrics, because if you know me, you know that that's not important to me. But it's more about getting this message out. It's more about getting the world of sales to shift what it's doing to make it more of a cohesive, profession someday where this is what people do when they go out and have when they're in sales. Like, they have confidence, they're making the right decisions, they have the right strategies, they're focused on the right things, they're focused on that other person, and then they're doing it with the right tools in place. So thank you for being here. Hope you've enjoyed week one of season seven, and I will catch you next week. Again, thank you for helping fill the world with authentic persuaders.